You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The International Day of Older Persons will be celebrated across the world this Friday. This year, the theme is Digital Equity for All Ages, to raise awareness about equal access and participation for older people in the digital age. Age Concern New Zealand has said that as well as digital inequality, the day is important to highlight the issues that ageism poses. Louis was joined by Age Concern New Zealand's Stephanie Clare to talk about ageism and how it impacts older people. To start, Louis asked why the International Day of Older Persons was important.
It's the day that we can stop and acknowledge, spend time with, say thank you for, and respect and our older people. So it is a global event day. All over the world, people will be getting together on the 1st of October to celebrate older people in their lives and actually look forward to aging at the same time as well. You know, everyone gets a day older every day. And as you get older, you realise that life continues on and it's full of excitement, highs and lows and other events. But it's a more an opportunity for us to say, actually, let's treat all older people with dignity and respect. And this year, this is the year that we can actually say, let's get rid of ageist attitudes in our language, in our world, and let's treat all older people with dignity and respect as we all get older. And ageism is too old and we're over it, and we want to just forget that and just carry on, not worrying about what age we are, but more about what we're doing in our world.
Because I saw that the theme for the International Day of Older Persons this year is digital equity for all ages. Would you be able to speak on that just a little bit?
Yep. So one of the reasons that digital equity is such a big discussion point at the moment is that everything has gone online. Not just in New Zealand, but globally, the ability to purchase your groceries, to connect with your family, to Zoom call like we're doing now, everything has gone online, including banking, to be able to do the banking or the Zooming or the grocery purchase, you have to have a number of things. Those things include a device, they might include an internet, and they might also include the knowledge of how to do all that. Our seniors have grown up without the digital burst that we all have at a younger age. So the digital equity means that if you're an older person, you're less likely now to have that product, to have that access. And the older you get, the more likely you are to not have it. So some of our younger older people are coming through all skilled up, but actually at some point, everyone will need will not be able to have access to digital information or digital literacy. So that digital equity, which is it equal? It is not. And we're going to see more and more gap between those that have it and those that do not.
Yeah, and moving on slightly, would you be able to just elaborate on the specific issues that ageism poses in New Zealand?
Ageism is the disrespect of someone due to their age. We already know that people can do that through sexuality. So, you know, we can be disrespectful of someone if they're a man or a woman or if they're gay or if they're transgender. We already know that people can be prejudice on race or culture. And so this is another of those prejudices that sit both inside us but also around us. So we're very ageist in our society, and ageism is part of the prejudice that exists. So International Day of Older Persons is a time that we can address ageism and we can say enough with it. Let's get rid of it like we've got those other prejudices out the door. So if we can all value age and celebrate age and celebrate the world as we get older. I just know that when we're younger, we just can't wait to get to be 21. We just can't wait to become, you know, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old. Well, you know, those excitements that you have as you get older are still there. And as you get to your 65th year, and it should be a time that we celebrate. It's not a time that we should be fearful of, and it shouldn't be a time that society puts older people out and forgets about them. So ageism is the prejudice that anybody has that relates to someone based on their age.
And so I guess it's quite important for people to actually know specifically what the things they do are to improve them. So what are some specific examples, I guess, of ageism?
A classic example of ageism is ageism in the workplace, so not being able to get a job when you're a bit older. I know that probably when you're a younger person too, people would look at you and say, how can you do that? You know, why should you be able to do that job? You're too young. Well, the same thing happens when you're older. People assume that you don't know how to use a computer perhaps, or assume you won't be able to be current. And the assumption, the ageist assumption, is the thing that is the barrier to normal life. You know, to be able to get a job, to be able to start up a new business, to be able to fall in love. People of all ages can do all those things. And so ageism falls predominantly, I think, an awful lot in the media. The media may say someone's an elderly, older person and they're quite young still in our world. So we don't, we would expect that that's 4 decades worth of life, and that 4 decades worth of life is full of options, choices, and opportunities. And ageism would mean that you are overlooked for a job, that you're overlooked for health treatment, you know. So you say, for example, if you wanted to go and get some treatment, they may say, oh, well, actually, you're not going to live for that long, so therefore we'll do this treatment, not that treatment, because this one's cheaper. So we see ageism a lot in the world.
Yeah, and I guess that's something I did want to touch on, because obviously there's negative attitudes among media and among people, but are there structural things that promote ageism and kind of put barriers in place for older people?
The structure is our retirement age. So that structure, which allows that person to access a pension that they have contributed to, is the structure of support, but also that's the structure by which the society believes people are old as well. So some phone, wherever we've got age bans on things, so if someone was to say, no one over the age of 45 can work here, or no one, it's a bit like the height thing, you can't get on something because you're not tall enough. The world has changed, so you should not be devalued or have any prejudice against you because of your age. And also the other thing we see an awful lot of is that stereotypical. So imagine in the youth world, people would say, oh, that's the millennials or the Generation Y. To put everyone into one bucket isn't healthy. And it's certainly not normal, because all individuals, and those individuals allow for independence and individual thinking. And so that's part of debunking those theories of age and debunking those assumptions about what you expect to do.
So I guess, would you be able to talk on like how ageism and these prejudices impact the mental health and your like view of yourself as an older person?
And so as a total being, we are all wanting to have purpose in life. And that purpose can be from working to doing radio work for students, you know, support. It could be for looking after your family. It could be to discovering the new, you know, the new virus vaccine to save the world. We all need a purpose, and that purpose comes with a well-being. And the older you get, the more likely are you will be dismissed around your purpose. And that value, and that's where the ageism comes in, the ageist attitudes that actually you've done your job, you've been alive, now it's someone else's turn. It's not valuing the independence of a human life, that's valuing the numbers that you have in your human life. And I don't think that is significant. It's not going to add to your well-being and how you feel about yourself and how others see you.
Do you think that this tends to overlook the contribution older people have to community and community events?
So if we were to look at how the level of support our seniors give everyone today, their own family, the volunteer world, their communities, the whole system in New Zealand around volunteering is held together by old people. We find that older people give their time, their expertise and their skill, and they are able to because they want to. Again, this is the purpose thing. They desire to, but they have so much to give. And an older person also has history, that life history, to be able to contribute. To make and support whatever they're doing. So yeah, community is really important, that you don't forget that your community is made up of all different ages, young, old, middle age, and that older people want to just continue giving for as long as possible.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.